FM 90.3 WJTL, we're throwback Thursdaying it with love. Switchfoot, love alone is worth the fight. Good morning to you. It's 7:06.
Hey, I Can Only Imagine 2 is here. It's the true story of Bart, the lead singer of Mercy Me, finding purpose and a life-changing song from a personal crisis. Rated PG and in theaters February 20th.
Our very special guest today, our dear friend Rod Redke is here. He's the executive director of Real Life Community Services, also the mayor of Denver. And Rod, how perfect is it that you are here on a throwback Thursday? You've been listening to WJTL since the 80s.
Oh, my word, Fred. It's so good to be here. Memories. Oh, my word. Memory lane. It's so way back. You know, you paid on the way here. I heard the Petra.
The and, coloring song.
Oh, my word. I loved that. I sang every word. It was great.
That's awesome. Well, we love having you here. Anybody you want to say hi to before we talk about
my
your
lovely
ministry?
Wife, Sunny, and I don't know if she's up yet, but and our daughter, Ashley, and also Robin. They're both married, and I got
congratulations.
Two grandsons.
You have two grands. Recent? You just had a recent one?
Another grandson. That,
congratulations.
Had, so it's just amazing. So much being a great grandfather. So yeah. So good.
Love it. Every time I see you on social media, I see all the great things Real Life Ministries is doing in the Denver area. I love what you guys do. You do a lot of stuff. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Fred, our mission is we do everything possible to connect our community to hope. That's capital H. And so we believe that hope is found through Jesus Christ, and there's many ways to find that. And so what we do is we help families and individuals who are in need. They might be in need of food. We have a 2,500 square foot food distribution center that serves over about 150 families in our local community. Fred, can you imagine that? I cannot.
It's amazing.
Imagine there's that many families, but
they
need it. And need of housing, we have 13 affordable housing units. We have a transitional home for single moms who are experiencing homelessness, giving her and her children an extra year of care with a mentor and a social worker to help them get back on their feet. And we have programs from early childhood development to youth programs, which is near and dear to my heart, Fred, all the way up to senior programs. We become a hub of social services to
our
community.
You really have. It's amazing. And tell us where you're located.
So right downtown Denver. You know, it's amazing. Denver Borough. I love the community, obviously, so much that I became the mayor back in 2014. And
was it that long ago?
And you know what? They keep electing me. I don't understand.
That's crazy.
But it's
time goes so fast.
Fred, it's incredible. I'm blessed. I really am. I'm truly humbled by our community and the generosity in our community.
Yep.
We have our offices in the Declaration House that we built. Built back in 2019 with so many generous donors to help us there to provide that building for the affordable housing units that are there and for the businesses that are there, as well as our Real Life Community Services offices and our staff are able to meet with families and individuals who are in need and give them connections to resources and truly connect them to hope.
And I know that you mentioned donors, that you guys are 100% from donations for folks.
Yeah.
But volunteers, you must have a lot of volunteers too.
We have over 120 volunteers that serve at Real Life. They're the backbone of our organization. We could not do what we do without the support and the generosity of our volunteers.
How can people get plugged in if they need services from Real Life?
Yeah, it's very simple. They can either go onto our websites or they can visit our offices. Website, www.reallcs.org. Or stop in our office, give us a call, or just go to your local church or municipal office. They know our number well.
And if you want to volunteer or donate, that's the place to go to.
Yes, same
place. RealLCS.org is the place. You guys have a spring banquet. I know we'll talk more about it, but just give us the quick details on it.
Yeah, it's we do it every year, every spring. It's called Hope for the Hopeless this year, and we're going to be telling stories about folks that are coming out of hopelessness and finding hope. Through Real Life. And we have a guest speaker coming that's going to be sharing about their hope as well.
Awesome. We'll talk more about that on the way. Our Throwback Thursday continues with love songs as well. Michael Card, David Crowder Band, Striper.
Striper.
And much more.